At 9 o'clock on the evening of the eighth day of the year 1839, eight earnest young men, all students at Miami University, held the first meeting of Beta Theta Pi in the hall of the Union Literary Society, an upper room in the old college building known as Old Main. The eight founders, in the order in which their names appeared in the minutes, were John Riley Knox, 1839, Samuel Taylor Marshall, 1840, David Linton, 1839, James George Smith, 1840, Charles Henry Hardin, 1841, John Holt Duncan, 1840, Michael Clarkson Ryan, 1839, Thomas Boston Gordon, 1840, of ever honored memory. Standing at the window and looking out, you'll see a landscape familiar to what those eight young men saw that night. While there weren't as many buildings then, there was still a similar calm across the quad. And while modern conveniences like electric lights and overhead projectors make the scene difficult to recreate, while in this room you stand where the founders met in the hall of the Union Literary Society. The first regular meeting of Beta Theta Pi was held in just enough candlelight to write down what was happening. Peter Knox, having been president of the Union Literary Society, held the key to the hall, which allowed him and his associates to hold the fraternity's first meeting in secrecy. After subscribing to the Constitution, laws, and obligations, the minutes of the first regular meeting state, David Linton, who had previously been appointed to prepare a suitable address for the occasion, discharged the duty of devolving upon him in an essay upon the first and in an extempore address upon the last words of the motto. Regular meeting is an important distinction, as there had been many informal meetings prior to the founding. Knox and Marshall independently gave thought to forming a new organization, but it did not come to final form until many confidences between them. John Holt Duncan was elected the first president of Beta Theta Pi in the summer of 39, and the Constitution was patriotically signed on July 4th, 1839.